You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I'm rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Good to be here today.
We also have special guests today. We have Derek Renfro.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So Derek is a team member on the Doug Haldeman mortgage team at Cornerstone Mortgage, and also my stepson and your oldest son, Tam.
My baby.
All right. Welcome, Derek.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So we're going to talk about refinancing. There's a great opportunity out there pretty much for everybody if you have these top reasons.
Yeah. So we've broken down into what are the top reasons people refinance, because you know, not everybody needs to refinance.
Not everybody, but there are some opportunities. So let's get with the first one. Changing the term of your loan. So what does that mean, actually, Doug? What does term of your loan mean?
So the term of your loan is the length of time you're paying the loan back. So like a 30-year fix is a 30-year term. 15-year fix is obviously a 15-year term. So changing the term of your loan, it could mean somebody going from a 30-year down to a 15, which is typically is a lower interest rate. You're looking at about 5/8 to 3/4% lower on a 15-year than what you get on a 30-year fixed.
Right.
So that's one reason why somebody may change the term of the loan and they think they want to pay the house off faster. But we also get people that want to go the opposite direction. We get somebody who did a 15-year loan and now they want to go up to a 30 because they need a lower payment for one reason or another.
Sure. Right.
So we see it go in both directions. Derek, you've also seen several people want to do 20-year loans.
Yeah, that definitely comes up.
Do you guys get like weird years, like 28 or?
Well, okay, so that's a little known fact is we actually can make the term of your loan whatever you want. So let's say that you had a 30-year fix 7 years ago and you paid it down and now you only have 23 years left and you really don't want to go back to a 30-year loan. Well, we can make it a 23-year term if you'd like.
I like that.
Yeah, it's not a problem to do it. It would go off a 30-year fixed rate. Which is still fine, but we'd do a 23-year term.
Right. Interesting. So I know you guys can't really quote a current day interest rate, but can you help us understand obviously we understand what lower interest rate means, but how does that help someone or maybe even, you know, is that like the number one reason, I guess, that people refinance?
It's a pretty traditional reason, but not necessarily
the only
you know, the only reason. Yeah, so we're going through six of them here, but
yeah, when we look at, that's the number one reason why people think they want to refinance.
Gotcha.
Is because to get a lower interest rate, and it could be because maybe their credit scores were low when they bought their house and the rate was a little higher.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It could have just been the timing of it that rates were higher during that time period, and now rates are really low right now. So, you know, somebody may be doing it just to lower the rate. And, you know, I'm going to give everybody a formula to use to know how much you need to save on interest rate to make it worth it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go into getting rid of mortgage insurance, I guess.
And I think this is probably one of the best reasons to do it. I mean, you know, we talk about interest rates and they're definitely low right now. But, you know, if you purchased your home 3 or 4 years ago and, you know, you couldn't do the 20% down, you had to have mortgage insurance. Well, with appreciation up the way it is, it's pretty likely that your home is worth enough.
So it's going to appraise higher.
You have enough
higher
equity position, to actually get rid of your MI without having to do very much.
Yeah, let's talk about a couple real world scenarios there. So if you put 5% down on your home and you had a conventional loan, okay, your private mortgage insurance would take about 10 to 12 years before it's going to go away. So 10 to 12 years of paying private mortgage insurance is a long time, where if properties have appreciated at about 5% per year over the last several years,
right,
well, in only 3 years, you may appraise high enough to get rid of the private mortgage insurance.
Right. Well, we had some friends that actually, we saved them $300 a month, basically.
Well, yeah, and it was interesting because they actually didn't save much on the interest rate.
Right.
They saved it on the private mortgage insurance.
Right, monthly payment.
And here's something to keep in mind. Okay, when you pay private mortgage insurance, you only see it as a monthly payment as a consumer.
Right.
But there's something called the private mortgage insurance factor, and it's basically a percent of your loan amount that they take on a yearly basis, and then they divide that by 12 months. So what's common, let's say an FHA loan, for instance, is 0.85% is the factor on it. So your real interest rate is your actual interest rate plus the PMI factor. Mm-hmm. And that's the real rate that you're paying.
Sounds like a TV show.
And you know, another thing to mention is up until, I don't remember the exact date, but it was in 2015 when it changed to 0.85.
Yes.
And prior to that, it was 1.35.
Oh.
So if you had an FHA in, say, 2013 or 2014, you know, it's much higher than it is now.
Mm-hmm. And FHA moved several years ago to being life of loan insurance, meaning that most people with FHA loans, the PMI will never go away.
Oh.
So it, and that's
so
okay.
Even changing the loan product.
Right. So Changing the loan product to one where it does go away, you know, because sometimes they may not have full 20% equity, but there are quite a few other solutions we have to get rid of PMI. We have lender paid mortgage insurance also that we can do. So let's say somebody doesn't quite have 20% equity, where they're still required to have private mortgage insurance. Well, there's sometimes we can buy that out for you as a consumer,
mm-hmm.
and make it worth it.
That's interesting. Didn't know that was available. All right. Well, this one is probably, we kind of touched on it earlier, but lowering your house payment seems to be a big motivator.
Right. And this can be achieved a couple ways. You know, obviously it can be achieved by changing the term of the loan, like we spoke about, or lowering interest rate or getting rid of MI.
Yeah. So any of those that lower your house payment puts extra money in your budget. And that is a key thing that people want to do when they're refinancing.
Right. So let's go on to, because that one seems pretty basic. So number five, this one gets people, I've witnessed a few people getting tripped up with an ARM or versus a fixed loan product. So, you know, I always came from the conservative mindset of like fixed everything, you know, fixed conventional loan. That's where my mind goes. And it seems weird to me to have an ARM. But I can see why.
And an ARM is an adjustable rate mortgage.
And I can see why some people would, because of the lower interest rate, maybe the lower payment and things like that. But what are some of the things that you could maybe clear up with those different products?
Okay, so somebody refinancing to go from an adjustable rate loan to a fixed rate loan is fairly common. So let's say you took out a loan and it was a 5-year ARM, meaning that it was fixed for 5 years, and then it can start to adjust once a year. Well, you may be 3 or 4 years into that. And maybe you thought you were going to move and now you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure that you don't let that rate start to adjust on you. Well,
right.
A lot of people will go ahead and refinance to get to a fixed rate. We also have some people looking at the opposite. We have people that, you know, they've been in their house for a long time and they know that they're going to be moving mm-hmm. in the next 3 or 4 years.
Downsizing or whatever the case
Just have a case like that now we're working on right now. They're actually moving into an ARM because they know this is not the, you know, they know they're going to move.
It's not their forever home.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why we compare the options for people so they can see what does a fixed rate look like compared to a 7-year ARM or a 10-year ARM? What is a 30-year fix compared to a 15-year fix? We'll compare all those options using our proprietary software. Allows people to really understand the numbers on this. They can look mm-hmm. out and see what's the best product in 3 years or 5 years or 7 years or whatever their time frame is. Lets them know what's the smart financial move to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. So let's talk about cash out for home improvements or debt consolidation. Do you guys really advise that, or how does that work?
Yeah, I think for various reasons, you have to look at those things individually. So let's talk debt consolidation first. So taking cash out, I think there was a lot of criticism about using your house as a piggy bank back in the 2000s. And I think people definitely need to be cautious doing that, because here's the thing is if you now have quite a bit of equity in your home and you're paying high interest rate credit cards, okay, is it a good idea to roll those credit cards into your home loan at a lower interest rate? Yes, with a caveat. The caveat is
don't rack it up again.
right. If you roll it into your home loan, and now you go, you know, rack those credit cards up again, you might as well have not even done it. So if you're the type of person who lacks discipline, and you think you're gonna rack up the debt again, then don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are disciplined, and maybe something's happened where you've racked up some debt, if it can help your cash flow situation, then you should do it.
Not only cash flow, but isn't there like tax benefits to doing that?
Yeah, there can be tax benefits because it can be tax deductible interest
mm-hmm.
Up to $100,000 of home equity can still be tax deductible. So there definitely can be some benefits of it. have to weigh the pros and cons. And that's really what we try to do for our clients is help them. We try to ask enough questions where we can, you know, help prescribe the right solution to them. Mm-hmm. Home improvements is another common one. And, you know, that's something that we actually are going to be talking about over the next couple segments here when we return from break. We're going to go into details on some of the options to do home improvements. So we're going to table that one for now.
Yeah, let's get to the formula. We want to know the numbers.
Yeah, so let's talk real quick about the refinance formula. So if you're looking to save on interest, okay, and if that's your goal, is, you know, people will tell all kinds of rules of thumb. Oh, I need to save a full percentage point to make it worth it to refinance. Or, you know, there's all these rules of thumb people have in their heads. Very few are accurate. Here's the one that I would give, and we're going to call this Doug's refi formula. So if you take $125,000 and you divide it by your loan amount, okay, then that's the rate differential that you need to be able to consider refinancing. So here's an example. So if you take $125,000 and if your loan amount were $250,000 as an example, okay, then that's 0.5%. Okay, therefore, you need to save about 0.5% as a drop in interest rates to be able to consider refinancing in that scenario. The larger the loan amount, the less money you need to save to make it worth it. So somebody with a, you know, let's say somebody with a $500,000 loan really only needs to save 0.25% to make it worth it to refi. Where somebody with a small loan, like a, you know, let's say a $60,000 loan, is going to need to save almost 2% to make it worth it to refi. So that's my formula in a nutshell. If you want to see this formula and if you want to see these top reasons to refinance, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the 6 reasons to refinance. But on top of that, if you want a personal consultation on your scenario to see if it's worth it to refinance, reach out to me. You can text or call me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684, the numbers for it. So reach out to me there, or you can go to smartwithyourmoney.com and use the contact form on there to shoot me a message. So coming up, we are going to be going deep into some of the options for renovation financing. So if you want to do major home improvements to your house and find out how to do it, stay tuned. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.